According to the information you sent us, heart disease is still the number one killer of men and women in the United States. Why is that?
Yeah, so I'm really glad that you asked that, Doug. That's a great question. I think that brings us around to risk factors. It's really important to recognize that we have so many lifestyle risk factors that are in our everyday lives that can contribute to the development of heart disease. And if I could take just a couple of minutes and go over some of these for you, that would be things like we're eating. So eating diet that is high in salt or high in fat, physical inactivity, obesity, smoking, alcohol use, and certain chronic medical conditions like high blood pressure, diabetes, or high cholesterol. The everyday lifestyle things are things that probably many of us do, and we may be silently developing heart disease and not even realize it until it actually manifests into some symptoms. And some of the conditions that I mentioned, like high blood pressure, diabetes, in particular, high blood pressure, it affects about half of adults over the age of 50. So you have a good chance reaching adulthood, and especially over the age of 50, that you may develop hypertension, which within itself is a risk factor for heart disease. And I think another really important point is that we often don't know that we may be having changes going on inside of our blood vessels that eventually manifest in a heart attack while it's happening. So a lot of these things are just sort of happening silently. So really paying attention to risk factors, getting good screening, and trying to work on those risk factors are things that can help turn the tides.
So we've pretty much done this to ourselves.
Well, I think it's also important not to be so hard on ourselves. You know, there's a lot of culture where we're just used to eating a lot of processed food.
In other words, this is a lot of the typical American diet.
Yeah, I think diet has a big role in this. You know, we're often resorting to fast food in our busy schedules. So trying to be intentional about cooking at home or trying to eat more fresh food or more healthy food. We have a lot more healthy options even in our fast food selection. So, you know, trying Panera instead of McDonald's might be one of our options. But being intentional about our diet and trying to reduce the fat and salt in our diet. Also, during the pandemic, a lot of us got pretty sedentary, and a lot of us had jobs where we worked from home and stopped getting as much physical activity. So really trying to get out and even walk for 5 minutes. If you're not even doing that right now, trying to walk starting at 5 minutes a day. But I think we also keep punishing ourselves for not doing even the little baby steps. So I really recommend people not be so hard on themselves, and even a little bit counts, and it's a good place to start.
Are risks higher for certain groups of the population?
Let's talk about high blood pressure in our African-American population. We do have a higher incidence in the Black population. There are disparities, as we've all been hearing about in the last couple of years, in access to health care, diet differences, and things that we really want to pay attention to when we know that there are disparities, making sure that these groups are more vigilant and, you know, getting screenings and going to the primary care provider and getting checkups as needed. We also have this disparity in women. Women are less likely to notice heart symptoms when they occur. Sometimes they can be atypical, or women often get caught up in other responsibilities like caring for their children or caring for others, and might miss some of the subtle symptoms of heart disease. So sometimes it can go undetected. So really important to be a little more watchful and get a little more screening and just pay a little more attention to modifying those risk factors for some of these groups.
How much of it is genetics and how much of it is our behavior?
Our genetics are something that we really don't have control over, right? Portion of heart disease can be related to family history, especially if you had a parent or a first degree had a heart attack at a young age. That is a pretty strong family history. And in those cases, we want to be extra careful about changing and working on risk factors that we have control over. So if you had a first-degree relative who had a heart attack at a young age, you want to be particularly mindful about making sure you're paying attention to how you're eating, getting exercise, managing your weight, and other things like not smoking, not drinking excessively, the things that you have control over.
How do you tell if maybe you or someone you know is at immediate risk for a heart attack or stroke?
What I recommend is, first of all, getting regular health screenings. So going to your doctor or your primary care practice, you get routine lab work, you get routine blood pressure checks, you get a cholesterol screening. Those are some ways that you might be able to tell if you're at risk. Overweight status, so having a BMI over 27, and that stands for body mass index. That's something that your doctor can share with you when you visit your practice or visit your primary care doctor's office, and you'll be able to tell, if you need to work on your weight. So getting routine health screenings, I think, are the best way to be able to tell. Can't really tell just by looking at somebody, because there are plenty of people out there that you would never imagine who get exercise, great diets, who end up with heart disease. So getting regular checks is very important.
Speaking of people you would not expect to have a heart problem, Damar Hamlin earlier this year scared a great many of us. I mean, he's a young man. He's obviously fit. If anybody you would think is immune from something like this, it should be somebody like him, yet he wasn't.
He's a great story, and also a great story for early resuscitation and how people can be, how valuable it can be for early CPRs. I think he really raised awareness. Anybody watched the NFL honors, he talked about how his message was greater than his role in the NFL, like the that he is sending across. He's really raised awareness. And sometimes heart disease can happen in a very young person. Those cases often have more to do with family history or maybe even a congenital heart defect that may not have been detected. Those are more rare, but certainly heart disease can happen in young people.
And where can we go for more information online?
So I recommend a couple of sources. One would be the CDC website, which is cdc.gov. They've got excellent, excellent information. They have a toolkit for American Heart Month that is available to everyone. We also have the American Heart Association with very good information, easy to read. Some of these sites even have recipes that are for heart-healthy food on a budget. So lots of good information that would meet just about anyone's needs who's interested in preventing or treating heart disease. I really appreciate that you're raising awareness on this really important topic. It's still our nation's leading killer. We have heart disease being the leading cause of death for both men and women. So I think it's really great that you have been able to highlight this topic.